So as we begin, they're asking us to open our heart space. Open our heart space. So as we will receive our gifting, as we will receive our entitlement, we're opening up to true expansion. We're opening up to true persuasion. So what I'm seeing is it's sort of like the riddle of our sphere, our separation consciousness is coming undone. It's being unraveled to our consent. So in other words, we have to consent to it. When we stay, oh gosh, I don't want to repeat those words. I'm sure it's coming from my brain. But when we stay privileged, when I say privileged, it's, well, I have to be right about this. Obviously I'm right and the other person's wrong, obviously. So when we stay privileged, we stay confined to like rote memory. We stay confined to the past and we stay confined to separation, suffering. So as we will receive this offering of light, as we will receive our truest vision. Now our truest vision is where we open our heart, where there's awakening of our heart chakra in our higher heart awareness, where we come to see each as in brilliant light, in brilliant understanding. So we see other each in their divinity. So as we will see another, we see ourselves. As we see ourselves, we offer this kindness of extension to another. So as we will receive this light, now when I say receive this light, I literally, it looks like a light show. So there's this like flickering of light right at our breast, right at like our higher heart. And so as we will receive this like stroking of light, stroking of brilliance, we allow ourselves to ascend. Now ascend is an ongoing feature, it's an ongoing process. It's not like a destination, it's an ongoing, they're saying like field experiment. Now the reason it's a field experiment is it shifts our perspective. Now as we create out of our happenstance. In English, the consciousness we hold is what we draw near to us. So if we're working from a consciousness, they're saying a bitterness, but they really mean like separation, judgment, higher, lower, good, bad, dualism. As we open up to our ascended status, our ascended grace, so as we see love's extension, in other words, we see everyone's innocence. We see everyone in their true form, in their true nature. And we understand that this is what we have opportunity to create from. We allow ourselves to dance. So the dance is, when I'm saying dance, it's like I'm watching the frequency vibrate. I'm watching the frequency stir. So this is where we come undone. So instead of leading just that linear lifestyle where it's like we keep needing thrills because it's not thrilling unless something exciting happens. So this is separation. As we drop this and open up to our majesty, as we open up to our true nature, then life takes on a new meaning because you're always in that state of relevance. You're always in that state of brilliance. You're one with your true divinity. You see the truth behind the seams. So it's like the seams coming undone. So as we will receive our offering, as we will receive our truth in delight, so our truth is everyone else's truth. So when we see someone, we place judgment. Remember, we're judging ourselves. When we see someone with delight, remembering we're delighting in ourselves. So it's like this back and forth union. So again, when I'm talking about like the frequency, it's like an acceleration. So just imagine like a steady glow or a flicker of a candle. And then all of a sudden, you've got this light showing going on. So this is how we create the miracles. This is how, and when we say miracles, it's what we would define as miracles from that old perception that we couldn't conceive of such grace, such spontaneous healing. So as we open our heart to our truest nature, so then the opportunity to dance. Now, when we say dance, it's the light show again. In other words, the filaments of light that are revealed from our higher heart. This plays witness to our accelerated motion. So now when we create from that space of true assertion, true status, we create with light. So we're not creating with the split mind. We're not creating with separation consciousness. We're not creating out of grievances, resentments, that our war story, our victimhood. So this is the past. What we're opening up to, they're saying, is our presence. We have like seasons of light coming up, and we tend to open presence. So again, you get to open presence when you're attuned to light. There's a hint there. So what we're learning to do, remember that from the old perspective, it's like, oh, we look forward to a certain time of year because it's the only time when this occurs. So what we're doing is we're taking the seasons of light with us, and it's sort of like stuffing in our breastplate for ongoing travel, for ongoing gifting, for ongoing mercy. So this is where we step into new life. We step into new agreement. We step into new awareness. And this is for ongoing pleasure. So the month of December ends, we keep going. We keep going everlasting with increasing pleasure, with increasing relevance. Now, we're not waiting for things to go right. We are in that state of wholeness where all of it is subject to change. All of it's subject to change because how we will perceive creates our abundance. So everyone else can be suffering and we're opening up to abundance for all. Well, suddenly what we need arrives. Not to serve the self, but to serve the entire self, to serve the one. In the meantime, we've graduated in consciousness where our individual, as we still attend to that, performance record, our whatever it is that we need, we become instant manifestors. We become like covered by the umbrella of grace, because that's the signal that we're carrying. That's the signal that we're arriving at. That's the signal that we're offering in each holy moment. Now, I had to open my eyes because there's a presence right next to me. And I'm like, okay. So this is what's happening. It's all here. It's all here. So the masters are not only in attendance when we gather together. We're not only performing miracles under the right associations. We're learning to take this level of excellence with us by and by. So as we will open up to our true harmonics, that means we're releasing the past, all of that old protocol that we all imbibed. We did. We all took on conditioning, socialization. So we took it on, but that doesn't mean it's our true identity. And that doesn't mean that we have to hold on to that for the end of time. So we're here, like the first phase, the first wave, we're here to introduce light's commodity. And we do that as we come into agreement with our true status. Yes, my love. As we come into agreement with our holy consent and vision. So what, it's almost like the world's shifting on me as I'm saying this. I just got phenomena everywhere. So I don't want to keep explaining it and stopping and starting. But this is the point. As we open up our higher heart to our true knowing, we create the performance of light. We create the holy response system. We open up to a new reality. So this isn't like fantasy. This isn't, you know, well, yeah, good luck, maybe next incarnation. This is available to us as we will consent. So what we consent to all day long, every day, tells the truth of what we believe, what we recognize, what we're willing to come into agreement with. So again, we have that surface dialogue. In other words, we've been following the linear storyline. We've been following, you know, this egoic trance. So that's like one level. We have a new introduction that it's almost like looking for room. You're sitting at a picnic table. It's like, is there room? Can everyone shuffle over, make room for me? So this is what we're doing. So this is where our free will, they're saying our free will decide. Our free will decide. So in each moment, our divine appointment has arrived, is here. We want to get very comfortable with that. It's not in some future timeline far, far away in a distant galaxy. It is here now for us to agree to, for us to consent, for us to come on board. So as we will play along, as we will achieve, as we will orchestrate our arrival, so it's like, yes, please, let me sign up. And I see everyone doing that. What we're doing is allowing, if you will, that intrusion of faith. So it sounds like intrusion, that doesn't sound great, but it's intruding our old storyline. It's intruding our old perspective and offering us new placement. So now it's sort of like, oh, I get to take this, like, how much is this? Well, it's free. Well, you know, when can I use it? Always. Always, 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 this offering is available and entitled. So when they say, like, we're spoken for, we're already spoken for, our higher essence, our higher self is already present and has been waiting for our recognition, waiting for us to subscribe, waiting for us to sign on the dotted line. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this holy engagement means we stay engaged. Now we can forget, a half hour from now we may forget, but we've agreed to the intrusion, we agreed to the inclusion, so we've agreed for the disruption. Excuse me, would you like some light on the subject? Would you like to see this a new way? Would you be willing to offer yourself for a new perspective, a new courtesy, a new arrival, a new affordability? So that willingness to offer our totality of claim, that means not just when we read our spiritual book and put it down. That means through and through, by and by, all day long. Spirit, higher self, come into my life, come into my consciousness, and show me how to shift. Show me how to bring forth pleasure. So pleasure is not dependent on arrival. It's not dependent on form. In dualism, did you have a good day? Did you have, what happened? What happened, dear, if we had a bad day? So depending on if form is pleasing us or not, we define reality. Where what we're doing is, as we open up to our heart centered consciousness, is we include all moments, all happenings, because we bring forth the resolution, we bring forth the good pleasure, we bring forth the gifting. So when you're carrying the gifting wherever you go, so this would be whether it seems to be in the present moment in form, or it seems to be in the present moment in your memory bank. So that may be in the past from your perspective, but if the memory is present, it now becomes your present moment. And all miracles, all shifts, all healings occur in the now moment. So what we're doing, remember, we're the stewards of the light. We are carrying the gifting. We're allowing for change. We're allowing for light. So guess what that means? All the others, including our past self that we would see as somehow separate from us, that we still have issue with, well, guess what? We now have gifting. We now have light. We now have new choice. We now have corrective vision. So as we offer ourselves to truth, as we offer ourselves to holy exchange, as we offer ourselves to corrective evaluation. Meaning, remember, we create based on our perceptions. What you see is what you get. Oh, this is a scary place. Well, now we're creating out of fear. I'm scared of this situation. Now I'm opening up to fear. Versus, here's the light. Here's the innocence. Here's the new wonder. So as we will receive with true commodity, so again, true perspective, true entitlement, we open the doors to new receivership. So we no longer travel with our old timeline. We no longer travel with all the resentments, all the whatever it is. Well, that's going to come and play out. It may for a time period, but when we transfer our awareness, we transfer our consciousness to a new perspective, a new reality, we draw on a new timeline. We draw on a parallel existence because we're no longer committed to the old folly. Remember, it's like a dream of guilt or a dream of new beginnings. So as we will allow ourselves to receive this transmission, we offer it through and through. And they're watching me like I'm saying, like, as if you put a needle through a buttonhole. So through and through is we bring forth all enchantment. Wherever you're still holding yourself hostage, wherever you're still holding yourself, oh my gosh, like I literally have people at gunpoint. And for me, it's symbolizing what I've done with my old self. Like I still haven't forgiven self. So we have, in my little memory bank, we haven't even begun to think about the others in my dream state. I'm still dealing with prejudice against self. So when we come forth to bring forth the acquittal, the enchantment, so enchantment is like a magical potion. Remember, we're the stewards of the light. We're not waiting on others. We're not waiting on other masters. We are the healers. As we will offer ourselves for this good pleasure. So as we will receive in fullness, as we will receive in total availability, that means whatever the light is now ready to touch. Well, I didn't want to let go of that resentment. I was thinking about the other one. So it's remembering our higher self knows what is for our best and wisest plan, and knows what is in essence is going to give us like the biggest bang for the buck. So in other words, it knows exactly what's going to give us the most leverage and what is the next right footing. So when you're trying to heal or create movement in one area and suddenly another area, you come face to face, it's suddenly in front of your face. Don't discount that. Don't think, I don't have time for that because I'm trying to create a miracle in another area. Understand that your steps have been ordered and whatever is placed next is going to shift your perception, is going to shift your consciousness, and guess what? It's going to make that radical shift in the area that you just prayed over. So this is when you think about like holistic healing. Prior healing, well, let's just deal with that body part. Well, you got to treat the whole self. So it's the same application. When we make a request, remember, our higher awareness is seeing the whole picture. So if we have a fear-based reality, then or fear-based belief system, excuse me, which creates a fear-based reality, that's what needs attending first. So as we will make ourselves available, that is, we trust our highest conviction, our highest guidance, our highest status, we open up to the new selection, we open up to our new status. So as we will receive, we receive this light in earnest, meaning there's no time to delay, there's no reason to delay. There's no reason to delay. So let us receive with love, and the love is for our own precious selves. Excuse me. They said precious selves. To understand the preciousness of our commitment, the preciousness of us coming to our senses, our true understanding. So someone's like, yeah, well, I'm not there yet. But you're here and offering yourself in attendance. So remember, it's like the Alpha and the Omega, like the last step is included in the first step. When we say yes, our very last step is present. Precious selves, let us receive.